This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman, and here is some of what's going on in the news today. It's too early to say when the national coronavirus lockdown in England will end. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday, as daily deaths from COVID-19 reach new heights and hospitals become increasingly stretched, Britain posted a fresh record in daily deaths on Wednesday for the second day running, figures Johnson has called appalling. China struck an optimistic tone toward President Joe Biden's new administration on Thursday, saying, quote, kind angels can triumph over evil forces, end quote, and playing down early irritants as the result of an atmosphere made unfriendly by Donald Trump's term in office. Bilateral relations worsened dramatically during Trump's tenure. Biden, who took office on Wednesday, is expected to maintain pressure on Beijing, but with a more traditional and multilateral approach. Islamic State militants could have launched a twin suicide bombing that killed at least 28 people in a Baghdad market on Thursday, the first such attack in years, Iraq's civil defense chief said. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in a square in central Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. City of London representatives vote on Thursday on whether to remove from its Guildhall medieval ceremonial home statues of two figures that symbolize the financial sector's historic role in slavery. The Square Mile Financial District set up a task force on tackling racism in June of last year, following the death of George Floyd in the U.S. that led to widespread Black Lives Matter.